Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We just joined the program. Record number of one and dones today on Big W.
Because it's been softball questions, Miles.
Five.
It's just too easy.
Five contestants just absolutely on fire today. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Before we get there, millions of people have pointed out to us just very recently that we were talking about the movie Ocean's 11. We named, George Clooney, Matt Damon.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, a few other people.
Andy Garcia.
Like, you guys forgot Elliot Gould, Eddie Jemison, Carl Reiner, Ken Sciobbo, Don Cheadle, and Bernie Mac.
That is amazing.
That is a whole lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who do we have on the line there?
Hello, Andre. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andre, sober, not sober.
Sober at the moment, about 30 minutes out.
So. I was going to say, with a name like Andre, shouldn't you just be popping some bubbly right now?
No, gosh, yeah, I'm just finishing up at work, so yeah, not quite.
What do you hear the most of? Andre is in the Champagne or Andre the Giant?
My wife and I enjoy some Andre Champagne, but I haven't heard Andre the Giant in a while.
You should
I used to get that a lot when I was younger, though.
You should name your penis that.
Yeah, Andre the Giant.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
All right, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I can get some of those fudge stripes, man. I think I'll go Keebler Elves all the way.
So you're working the angle out of your mom.
Why do you think the Keebler Elves are going to hook you up? They just want to be with your mom.
They might give her free cookies. She's giving them free cookies.
I'll just steal them from her. Okay. I'll steal them from her later, I guess.
All those crumbs in your mouth, Mom.
Been waiting for somebody to pick the elves. They have a new cookie. The Caramel Nut Dreams.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Your mom inspired that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your question. In Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which dwarf has the longest beard? Beard.
You know it's dopey.
Let's go with Grumpy.
Doc? I'm afraid that would be Sleepy.
Sleepy
has a long, long beard. But since we're doing so well, in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, who's the only dwarf without a beard?
Oh, you guys ruined that one for me. Let's go Dopey.
Okay. I knew that. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pick him out in a lineup. I mean, maybe there'd be a clue.
Doc is the one who's the most obvious.
Because he's got glasses or a stethoscope?
Glasses. Okay. And stethoscope. And yes, he had a stethoscope, Miles.
He's a doctor.
Blood pressure medication. And Dopey's easy because they make him look dopey. And Grumpy because he's always frowning.
All right.
Otherwise, I don't know.
So it's like the Spice Girls.
Yeah, basically.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hola.
Mike, you sober or not sober?
Well, I was sober when I pulled into the brewery, but then I cracked open a growler. So, I mean, I had like three steps of IPA. Does that count?
I mean, you know.
What do you think the cops would think?
Well, now I'm in a
state. Yeah,
no comment.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's perfect wrong, answer. But he does have an open container.
Well, there's that.
Mike, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I have to go with the Gecko again.
Gecko.
Why the Gecko?
This is pretty well four-way tie. I mean, no one's really pulling ahead here.
There's no good answer.
And you don't need a full-body condom for him. Just a regular-sized condom would do.
Yeah, but he only gives 15% as much sex. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in mind.
That's true.
All right, your question. In what year did the Mayflower land at Plymouth Rock?
1492?
No, that'd be Columbus.
Nope. Okay.
1664?
1620. Yeah. 1620.
I think I'm just...
I have a history degree. I probably wouldn't get it anyway.
1664. Isn't that that French beer?
What French beer?
It might be.
There's a beer that has a date on it. I think that's why it's in my head.
Mike, did you just say you have a history degree?
Yeah, I do.
What are you doing with that?
Teaching America's youth.
Are you really cool? Because that's what my daughter wants to do when she grows up, and she's in college with a history degree. So I'm glad that
worked
out.
Wait, you have a history degree, and I asked what year did the Mayflower land at Plymouth Rock? Just
I was thinking that Nina, that Columbus is three ships. Mm-hmm.
So, and when your students tell you that, make sure you give them half credit then. Because if they're listening, they're like, yo, man, we heard you screw up too.
Yeah, Cronenberg.
Cronenberg?
You've seen it. It says 1664.
Cronenberg is like the old school English lager. That's like the one that's like, that's their original Budweiser, I believe.
Cronenberg?
Well, I mean, that's what's big in England. I don't know if it's made in Belgium or Germany or whatever, but it was...
Yeah, for some reason I thought it was French.
Could be.
I don't know, it's beer. Good enough. All right, what was Superman's birth name? That's also part of history.
Birth name, like in Kal-El, I think.
Wow.
So,
the
man with the history degree got the Mayflower question wrong.
With
but
the
when
DC
asked,
comic book question right.
But Superman's
pop culture.
Okay, all right. Just checking, you know.
That would be great history. Pop culture history. Wouldn't you take a pop culture history class?
I almost think they should teach it to the degree that in almost everyone speaks in. We communicate a lot of things to each other by quoting pop culture. You know, someone goes, "Doe!" Like, hey, do you know where that comes from?
Mm-hmm. Anything. I mean, all right, kids, we're going to learn about the Three Stooges.
Right, yada, yada, yada.
Whatever.
Right? All these things you say, right?
Yeah, exactly. Game is big.
Ola, bitchola.
Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? South Park?
South Park.
206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Elizabeth. Hola.
Hola, Elizabeth. Sober, not sober.
Sober,
Elizabeth. Welcome to the show. All right. Your mom's going to have an affair, and she's going to tell you about it. Will it be with the Kool-Aid Man, the Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
It's a one-night stand. Now it's an affair?
Yeah. What would you call it?
Well, Elizabeth's mom's a little different.
What if her mom's single?
Well, she is, so.
Oh, really? Does she do better than you?
In what way?
I mean, partner-wise.
I think I got the best deal. I've got a great husband, so...
Okay. Yeah, but she's having sex with multiple partners.
All right, well, look, if your mom is single, then let's assume she is actively having sex with one of these four.
Well, then it'd probably be the Keebler Elves.
Oh, you want her to go for
why
it?
Do you, why do you say that with a certain amount of confidence, like a certain amount of knowledge? Why did you pick the Keebler Elves?
Well, she's been divorced a little while, and she's been having some fun, so
I see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Your number is up, Elf.
Yeah.
You know what that means, grooming.
Share that with your mom. Hey, Mom. The Keebler Elves was my pick for you.
Yeah, I mean, they could stand up.
Yes. And do things. One on each side.
They're close to her height, too. Mm-hmm.
How short is your mom?
She's 5'3".
Okay. Ooh. They can dig that. They'll put on their platform heels and look her eye to eye.
You think they like a real erotic and like dripper and chocolate and stuff?
Wouldn't you? They have all they this have stuff, it. Man. Yeah. If your mom goes to the tree, like if she meets them at a motel, no. But if you go to their tree factory and you got like the nuts and the chocolate, caramel, you're saying now?
Yeah, they got M&Ms at some of their cookies.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, your mom's going to have a real good time there, Elizabeth. Real good time. All right, here's your question. Infantry, cavalry, and artillery cards are key to what Parker Brothers board game?
I have absolutely no idea.
Risk.
It is, in fact, Risk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is a long game.
That's why I cannot play Risk.
Mm-hmm. No way. Oh, Elizabeth. Wow.
You just hit the Big Dummy Audio Daily Double. Wow. Oh, Elizabeth, this is fantastic. This is our first one of the day. It's a very simple game. We're going to play you a piece of a song, and you tell us what the lyrics are. In this case, we're going to deal with the band Motley Crue, because on September 1st, 1989, the mighty Motley Crue released their fifth studio album, Médico Se Siente Bien, also known as Dr. Feelgood. The first single was the title track, Dr. Feelgood. We've been singing along for the past 31 years, but have we? Because we want to know, other than, boy, oh, boy, I could eat five more sticks of butter, we want to know, what is Vince Neil saying? Go ahead and play the snippet. Tell us if you know what Vince Neil is saying in Dr. Feelgood. Ah, yeah. Let's play that one more time.
One more time for me. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got some of this. Elizabeth, any idea?
It sounded like secondhand hood in Hollywood, around the train. I don't know. I missed a lot of that.
All right, what are you guys there thinking?
Back sell Jimmy, is that correct?
No.
Man, I am close.
All right, what do you think you got, Ted?
Rat Tail Jimmy is a secondhand hood.
Yes.
Living down in Hollywood. Got a chicken thigh.
What?
Is that a chicken thigh shop?
Got a chicken thigh.
I think you're too Vince Neil.
And a pie
centric.
For me. For chicken thigh dogs and a Coke.
Damn.
Play it one more time, Mike, and then I will get this.
I heard chicken thigh.
Chicken thigh shed.
I think he sneaks
now
in food.
Now I hear chicken.
He sneaks in food because he's hungry. Listen,
please put it over.
Chicken thigh shed. That should be a new place. You damn right speaking about chicken.
And then he's selling powdered goods.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted, you are very close. Other than the chicken shed, which.
But he's got a rat tail?
Now that you've said it, all I hear is chicken shed.
Chicken thigh shed.
Chicken thigh shed. So it is, in fact, Rat Tailed Jimmy is a secondhand hood. He deals out of Hollywood.
All right.
Got a 65 Chevy, primered flames, traded for some powdered goods.
Oh, he's a coke dealer. I think the game should be, when does Neil Young, or when does Vince Neil sneak in food?
I am now hearing chicken thigh shed.
Well, and also in my mind,
I'm
like,
he's hungry.
He's got a chicken shack and he's slinging dope. Like, that doesn't seem that crazy to me.
Chicken thigh shed.
For all the flavors at.
All right. All right, Elizabeth.
I am not hungry.
Elizabeth, the disease amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is better known by what name?
Scoliosis?
Ooh.
Liver disease?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
I have no idea.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Oh, bad shoulders.
ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. Again, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Question four, Elizabeth.
All right, question number four. We brought up this actor earlier because he was in Ocean's 11 with a million other people. But what kind of animal did Matt Damon voice in the 2002 movie Spirit?
Oh, a horse.
How did you know that so quickly? Are you a Damon fan?
Yeah, I like Damon, but mostly I like that movie.
Is that the famous one about the famous horse?
I
like Maryland.
He's a Mustang, he's free.
Oh, he does what he wants.
He gets caught.
Yeah, he's a horse. That's another example of Hollywood just whitewashing. That should have been voiced by a horse. I think it's ridiculous.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
I was like, they didn't whitewash it. It was Black Beauty.
Voiced by a white man.
And a white horse.
A white horse.
What's
playing
going
Black
on?
Beauty.
What's going on here? How'd that happen?
We're trying to be culturally sensitive. We've reimagined it.
Yes.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-421.
Big Dummy!
Somebody, they're commenting on Dr. Feelgood. They said the chicken thigh shed needs to be the flagship food truck of Camp Diggett. Consider it done. And someone else says Vince Neil was hoping his powdered goods were donuts.
Yes, it. No, I know Vince.
Dude, also right now I'm thinking like we could grill the chicken thighs, we could fry them, and we could do a lot of things with just the thigh.
Yeah, I'll tell you one quick story about that. I was knocking on the door trying to get paid at a club that Vince Neil had locked himself in with two girls and a big mountain of you-know-what.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get in
chicken
there.
Chicken thighs?
Chicken thigh shit. And I couldn't get my money. So I had to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait forever, man. Finally pops out at 3:30. I got to go work the next day.
Right.
And then, you know, he's just like, what? Am I going to need my money? Jesus.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Sober or not sober, Kevin?
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show. Okay, Kevin, our men's room poll. Your mom has confessed to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? The Kool-Aid Man, the Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I'm going after those cookies. It's got to be the Keebler Elves.
That's what the Keebler Elves said when your mom
Keebler
showed
Elves
up.
We're going to do this well today. We're really kicking ass here.
Yeah. I know, I almost wish you could, like, write them a letter. Like, hey, guys, you didn't know this about yourselves, but a lot of people want you to sleep with their mom.
Do you think anyone would have picked the Jolly Green Giant?
Yes.
Probably do you? Not.
Size matters. You got to think homeboy's packing.
You think Lou Ferrigno ever had sex with someone in his Hulk
yes.
paint?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All
right. Definitely.
Definitely. How are your question? What is the international radio code word for the letter Y? What? Alpha, oh, Bravo, man. Charlie, Delta?
Yankee?
Man. Oh, man, nice work.
That's how you know it's an international code. Yankee. Mm-hmm. Refers to people of the northwest of one country. Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, JP. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah. JP, sober, not sober.
Sober.
You okay, JP?
Well, I'm sober, so.
Right. So, no.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. JP, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? The Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I gotta go with the Captain.
Captain?
All right. Line up and climb aboard. Mike, can you do me a favor and look up the name of Captain Crunch's ship? I have no doubt there is a name for it. Are you telling me you already know?
Isn't it the Guppy?
Are you being for real right
yes.
now?
Yes. Hang on one second.
Why would you know that out there? I was like, can you look that up? Right. I was like,
it's on the side of it.
Really?
Yeah.
If I buy a box of Captain
never
Crunch,
that hard at the box.
It says Guppy. On
it's the SS Guppy.
Wow.
Hang on one second.
That's amazing.
Damn, Mike.
Okay.
I did not realize your Captain Crunch knowledge is so deep.
Remember, yeah, because his name is crazy.
Hang on. Wait. Is it like Horatio or something?
Horatio Magellan Crunch.
That's right. Call me by my full name, Mama.
Magellan.
Oh, Horatio.
We be Magellan.
Yeah. You're going to be Jellin tonight. All right, here's your question. What is the closest foreign country to the United States that does not touch the United States?
What is the closest country to the United States
that does not touch the? So, in other words, Mexico and Canada are out.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two options here.
Russia?
That's one. Cuba?
One and done. You got it, man. Well, Cuba would probably closest. Be next closest.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Russia
it's 90 miles. That means that Russia is actually closer than 90 miles.
Yeah, it's real close.
Yeah.
It's just, what, the Bering Sea, whatever the hell it is? Mm-hmm. Remember, you can see
that
it from your backyard.
Well, that used to be a bridge.
Right.
That's how
back
people basically
day.
Got to North America.
Well, I'd say more woolly mammoths.
Yeah, both of those. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jeff, your mom admits an affair, a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I'm going to go with the Gecko because he's probably hungry for it all.
The Gecko it is.
The Geico Gecko.
I'm telling you, this poll is very close. There's a variety of options here. People are taking them all.
I'm always wondering, though, are you picking who you would prefer to hear that your mom told you she'd been with, or who you think your mom would be best suited with, you know? There might be two different answers.
Yeah.
My mom would go the Geico Gecko. I know she would. She has made the comment, like, he's sexy. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. It's a green lizard, Mom. He's not sexy. He's cool. He's nice. Sexy, he is not. All right. Here is your question. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, how many swans are a swimming?
I believe it's seven.
No, there were not seven swans a swimming. There's 10 songs. 10 swans a swimming. 10.
10.
You don't believe me, Mike? All right, check it out. Hang on. Look at verification. This is what I've got. 10 swans a swimming.
Eight geese a laying.
Now you have to go through all that crap.
Four, however, three French hens, two turtle doves.
It is seven.
It is seven.
Did you guess seven?
I did get seven.
One and done, Joe. Oh. One and done.
I believe
one,
that's ten lords a-leaping.
Is it 10 lords a-leaping?
Yes.
How the hell did I get that messed up? Son of a bitch, I got too many swans. Exactly. I need three.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Swans yeah, back.
Pretty much.
Hey, give me back three of them swans, man. I meant to give you some lords.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We're going to have a 7-Eleven buffet. Talk a little snacks and s'mores coming up right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
All right, maybe you got a mask or two. Why don't you get one a little more stylish? The KISW mask available now at KISW.com. Don't forget a portion of those proceeds benefit the Washington State Nurses Association. So not only are you sporting a mask, which is required, but you are also doing a lot of good there. So head to KISW.com. Check that bad boy out. It is a well-constructed mask. It is really nice. And I'm telling you, as far as compliments on masks, which are a new thing to me, as far as the ones that I have, this seems to be the one where everybody's like, dude, where did you get that mask?
But it's also mildly insulting because more people have complimented my face with the mask on than they ever have when I did not wear a mask. And that's the truth.
It's all true. Head to KISW.com. All right, the game's Big Dummy. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Jeff.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jeff, part two, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with, the Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
Well, considering she worked for the company for 30 years, I got to go with the Gecko.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Gecko.
Well, if she's worked there for 30 years, chances are she's already had her time with him.
Mm-hmm.
That very well could be.
He's known to get around to Christmas parties. He's a nightmare.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I've had Geico insurance forever. Just tell your mom that you guys do actually a good job. As far as insurance companies go.
You ever have sex with the Gecko?
No.
Oh, you haven't gotten the full service.
No, I don't have like a premier deal.
You get the premier deal, yeah.
I just got the insurance.
You get what they call the Green D package. All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Kellogg's, General Mills, or Quaker Oats? Which cereal great once owned a video game company that made Atari games?
Wow.
Yeah.
Video games.
That made them specifically for Atari.
They put out 14 different titles for Atari. To the shock of no one, none of them did well, so they got out of the business.
Okay.
In like 2 or 3 years.
Quaker?
One and done again.
Because I think video games.
Do you know what the company was called or any of the games?
I don't know.
It wasn't Activision, because Activision used to
be
games
its
like
own thing.
Frogger and all those things.
But I mean, Mike, if you could Google, I guess, Quaker Oats / Atari, all I read is that they had 14 titles. They didn't name any of the titles. None of those titles sold particularly well. So after 2, 3, or 4 years, they got out of the game. But you're right. I'm curious to know.
So these weren't arcade games.
No, these were actually
games for your 26 or 5200 that you plugged in, made by a different company.
Yeah, the Atari console.
I thought I knew everything about
it. Do they have any game names up there? The Quaker Oats Atari games?
Hang on, still working on it.
Just keep in mind, they weren't popular, so I wouldn't imagine there's a whole lot of...
Yeah, because I knew all the other companies that made cartridges for my Atari.
I remember Activision.
Because they had Pitfall...
Right.
And a number of others. And then there was...
And didn't Activision kind of bridge the gap between Atari and Intellivision? Uh-huh. Like, they started making games for both?
And I want to say Coleco made cartridges initially as well for Atari before...
Coleco?
They came out with their own brand of... Coleco Vision was the name of it.
Okay, so it was... So apparently it was the U.S. Games Corporation that that was acquired by the cereal company Quaker Oats, and they had Space Jockey, Sneak and Peek, Word Zapper, Commando Raid, Name This Game... Towering Inferno, Mad M.A.D., Gopher, Squeezebox, Eggomania, Picnic, Piece of Cake, Raft Rider, and Entombed.
Oh, have you heard of any of those?
No, but I play a little Raft Rider. You know what I mean? If you can't do a float,
I'd go Squeezebox.
What was the space one?
Space Jockey.
Space Jockey. You ride a robot.
I know. Seems like a weird term, though.
Game is a Big W, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Big W!
Hello, Dave.
Dave.
Boo, bitches!
Boo!
Dave, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, brother.
All right, man, welcome to the show. Okay, Dave, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
Well, my mother was a 5'3", 350-pound woman, so I'm thinking she's going with the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah!
Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a sight.
Yes, it would.
We get two whales a humping.
That's not the Christmas song I know, but I'll add
it. Well, it's either that or seven swans of swimming.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. What denomination of paper currency is also known as a sawbuck?
Oh, shit. I'm going to say a 10 spot.
Man, what is that? I guess a $2 bill. Great job, Dave. That was amazing. One and done again.
I wouldn't have guessed that in a million.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 One and done's today.
Softball questions, Miles.
On Big Dummy.
Like sawbuck. Everyone knows a sawbuck. My kids are living at Dad.
Why can I get
a sawbuck?
Why is it called a sawbuck? The $10 bill.
I have no idea. Mike's looking again.
You could hire a guy to saw stuff for you.
Oh, well, $10. Sure.
Okay. Or maybe somebody saw. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, you got
What's
some
What's the
info?
Historical significance?
Mike,
there's got to be a reason for
So I got here on Wikipedia. It says a sawbuck is a device for holding wood so that it may be cut into pieces easily made in the field from rough material. It consists of an X form at each end, which are joined by crossbars. So that X obviously represents the 10.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Eastwood.
Hey,
hello. Welcome to the men's room.
I didn't worry about that.
Hello, Eastwood. Eastwood.
Oh.
Hey, Eastwood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm here. Oh, let me go.
Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah, I'm not sober. Yeah, we're landing the pontoon boat here at Alder Lake. We just got to finish landing, and I was in the water. So.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a good afternoon. Those pontoon boats, they fly, man. They're going, what, 4 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah, 60 horse on it. She does about 35 or 40. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, actually, for a pontoon boat.
I'm out of breath from pumping that handle on the winch. So, nice to be back on Big Nelly.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Are you shirtless right now, Eastwood?
Pardon?
Are you shirtless?
No, man. I got a hoodie and my house pants to pull up. My knees a little wet. But
okay, well, I just figured you're out on the boat.
Yeah. A hoodie and house pants on a pontoon boat. You are rocking and rolling,
August
brother.
August 13th rolls on.
Yeah, I'm barefoot.
Oh, Eastwood, okay, the pole, sorry.
Go ahead, the pole forward, so I'm yeah. going forward.
All right, Eastwood, your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with, the Kool-Aid man?
Keebler Elves, yeah.
All right, Keebler Elves. Right.
Put those elves in there.
Okay. Oddly enough, a comment just came in. It says, Ola, I am a mom. I would definitely go for the sweet, sweet Keebler Elves. All right.
Okay.
Good to know, you freaky, freaky lady. All right, here is your question. What color is a fourth place ribbon?
What color is a fourth place ribbon?
Mm-hmm. You get blue for first, red for second, white for third. What color ribbon for fourth place?
I think I know this.
I don't know. Black.
Yellow? Yellow.
Yellow, okay.
That's what Tony Orlando was thinking about.
What sport do they give out fourth place?
F if I know, dude. I don't
know. It's more like if you were to go to a farm competition, like a FFA thing. Maybe the fourth.
All right. So more of a competition, but not a sport.
Right.
Okay. All right. That clears it up. All right, Eastwood, your question. What brand was Michael Jackson shooting a commercial for when his Jerry Curl caught on fire?
Oh, God, man. What brand? This is 17 years of my life, dude. Man, that was Pepsi, baby.
Not a problem for Eastwood.
Ahoy there, Captain Eastwood. Ahoy. Enjoy your afternoon on the boat. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. We have a brand new contestant ready to play the game.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Aaron, sober, not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Aaron, welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. Your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
I'm going to have to go with the Kool-Aid Man. I think that's what we should pick.
Okay.
Why do you think your mom would pick the Kool-Aid Man out of the four options there?
I don't know.
It seems like her type?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like her type, yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Imagine hearing that coming through the walls.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so great. Good thing I don't live with my mom anymore.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here is your question. What state has 11 of the 12 largest high school basketball gyms in the country? As a hint, it is not Texas. Texas does have one of the 12, but this other state has 11 of the 12 largest high school basketball gyms.
California?
It's got to be, though.
No.
Oh, let me guess again.
Ted, this will give it away for you.
I'm going to say either Kentucky or Indiana.
Guess which one?
Indiana.
Kentucky.
Indiana.
It is. Damn it. Hoosiers.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gene Hackman
Hoosier
would be proud.
Daddy.
You think Gene Hackman yelled that when he's filming that movie?
What's the play, Coach? Who's your daddy?
That is a great film.
It is a really good movie. All right. Let's see. Here's a question. How many legs do crabs have?
I eat crab all the time. 8.
That 10, isn't it?
10. 10. It is a fact.
Does the claw count as a leg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the decapod, deca meaning 10, decapod family.
I saw somebody buying crabs today at the store. I was impressed.
Buying whole crabs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, get it.
Go get it.
Okay. It's going to be a good dinner.
All right, here's your question. Who was the lead singer of the Funky Bunch?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg.
I'm silly.
The other question would have been, which member of the Funky Bunch had the most nipples? Still Mark Wahlberg with 3.
What was their cover song that they had that was really big back in the day? Didn't they do a cover or something?
Was it a cover? I thought that was their original song.
What is the song?
Oh, that is a struggle for me right now. It's not Pumps and the Bumps. That was MC Hammer.
Pumps and the Bumps.
Oh, man. What was...
It's not the new Cardi B song.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. What was that song?
I don't know.
I'm going to keep getting louder because I should know this.
All right, your question.
It's about money?
What does someone become after being canonized?
My guess would be dead.
No, man. Well, that's
usually.
Part of it.
Usually.
Yeah. You gotta be dead for a while.
I don't know.
Saint.
Yep, you become a saint.
A saint?
A saint, yes. That's right, it's a big deal.
I never forgot that.
I think we're on question number 5, Aaron.
All right.
Probably see you in hell then.
Question number five. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's second child was named what? The first one was North. What was their second kid named?
South? I don't know.
What? I can't remember.
Any guesses, Ted?
North was the first one.
Yeah. Then they had another kid.
Didn't it have something to do with this area? Or something like that? Mm-hmm.
I think Northwest had something to do with this
area. Oh, it's West.
That was the first kid.
Wagon.
Like the last question, Saint.
Oh,
yes.
Saint West.
His name is Saint West.
Yes. Sounds like a band.
It kind of does.
I don't know, man. The mushrooms kicked in, and then Saint West was on.
All right, what popular food product comes in four shapes? The boat, the ball, the bow tie, and the bell. Very popular food product. Four shapes. Boat, ball, bow tie, and bell. Not a bad guess.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken McNuggets, that's
really?
Right.
Oh, no way.
Yes, indeed. There are four shapes for your chicken McNuggets.
Huh.
Boat, ball, bow tie, and bell.
What's your favorite?
Oh, the ball tastes absolutely.
I like bow ties.
Head and shoulders above.
I think bow tie is the best one.
What's the biggest?
The bow tie.
I don't know.
Is it?
I think so.
I would guess the boot, maybe?
Oh, the boot's the one I like.
You got a boot, a ball, a bow tie, and a
belt. The boot's the easiest to dip in the sweet and sour sauce. Mm-hmm.
Did they have all four of those at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. You've had them.
If you get a six-piece, chances are you get at least one of each and double up on two more.
I got to pay attention better. I thought they only had two.
What, two shapes?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were supposed to be shapes of anything in particular. I just thought they were... But you live and learn. Mm-hmm. All right. In 1976, the Viking 1 spacecraft made history when it landed where?
Viking 1 spacecraft landed on the moon?
Mars?
Mars.
Oh, man. I hope I'm not...
The Vikings are the first to find anything.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, like their house when they're out of the playoffs.
Oh, damn. All right, we have another planetary question for you. What planet is named after the Greek god of the sky?
Uranus.
There you go.
Is it really Uranus?
There you go.
You're kidding me.
I only said that because of you guys.
That's why we asked. Listen, basically what we do with Uranus... That sounds terrible. Basically, what we do with that, I know you don't know, so every week we learn something new about Uranus. Okay. Because if you have absolutely no freaking idea, chances are...
The god of the sky is Uranus.
It's the god of the sky is, in fact, Uranus.
Oh,
yeah.
Darn. I'm sure you're reading that over there, Thrill, but good vibrations.
Good vibrations, that's what
so,
it was from Marky.
There's no way it was just a Beach Boys cover. That'd be their own thing.
It was their own thing, but it was a basis from that song. I mean, he did his own lyrics and did other things, but I think the hook on it was pretty well the same.
I don't think so.
Are you sure, man?
Maybe it's a different Good Vibrations.
I think it just has the same name, but
CNC Music Factory Good Vibrations, maybe?
Well, that's the Marky Mark song.
Oh, okay.
There's still that high-pitched, like, woman's voice, probably from a choir. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, but I don't think it had anything to do with the Beach Boys.
I just thought it was a cover.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, man.
Hola.
Jim, are you sober or not sober?
I'm currently piloting a vehicle across the surface streets of our fine region, so I am sober.
All right. Jim, men's room poll. Your mom confesses to one night stand with who? Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
You know, I haven't spoken with my mom in 23 years, so let's just go with Captain Crunch.
All right. I've been keeping her busy.
I bet you have.
That's why you haven't heard from her in so long.
Climb aboard the Guppy.
She's going to sing the Guppy.
And I don't mean the boat. All right, here's your question. Which streaming service offers the Jack Ryan TV series? In spite of me watching it, I still had to go through three to find it.
Oh, Jack Ryan. I don't have a clue who that is, so let's just say Netflix.
Is it Amazon?
It is, in fact, Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's a good show. You'd enjoy it.
I wonder if Transformers sued them.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah. Optimus?
Yeah.
Pretty close.
All right, your question. What actor replaced Michael Keaton as Batman in the movies?
I guess I need to watch more movies, don't I? Who replaced Michael Keaton as Batman? I guess, let's say Ted Smith.
Val Kilmer?
I wish.
Val Kilmer. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of people think I look like Val Kilmer, so you were close.
I thought I worked with Val Kilmer for the first 7 years we worked together.
I know. I felt bad when I had to break it.
I was right in there.
Val's doing better. I saw an interview with him the other day, and he was like, I sound horrible, but I'm doing better.
Yeah, he said, I feel better than I sound, which is good. All right, a question. What type of tiny creature's bodies are made up of three sections? The head, abdomen, and the thorax.
Well, that sounds like a spider to me.
Arthropod?
Insects.
Oh.
Insects.
Oh, I picked an arachnid, didn't I?
Yep, that's all right. By the way, people are chiming in. It says, dudes, Good Vibrations is not a remake, period.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh,
period.
Sorry. The Beach Boys didn't start their songs with, come on, swing it. Come on, swing it. Come on, swing it.
That is so poetic. All right, your question. On what type of triangle are all of the sides unequal and all of the angles are different in measure?
I believe that would be an isosceles.
Now, obtuse. We learned last week that the isosceles is the triangle with all equal sides. This one is the scalene triangle.
Scalene.
Hmm. Scalene.
Sounds like a disease you don't want.
It really does.
Or a triangle of fish meat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the exact opposite.
You were the exact opposite.
It's all right, man.
But at least you named a triangle. That's the important part. And you didn't say somewhere. Bermuda. Is that a Bermuda triangle? All right, your question.
Love triangle.
The Ohio River flows into what other river?
Would that be the Mississippi?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. That's right.
I was having a brain fart there for a minute. What the hell?
I was like, you of all people, I figured would know. Exactly.
You love those rivers.
I know. I was just trying to. I
River lover.
That's me. Game is Big Dummy. Do we have time for one more contestant? 206-421-ROCK.
Sure do. Hello, Levi. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Levi, you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Levi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, our men's room poll. Your mom confesses to a one-night stand. Who do you hope it's with? Kool-Aid Man, Keebler Elves, Captain Crunch, or the Geico Gecko?
Keebler Elves.
Keebler Elves wins.
Mm. Yeah. This seems to be coming on strong. Mom's sleep with the Keebler Elves because I love their cookies. All right.
Hey.
Here is your question. Who wrote the novel of Mice and Men?
I mean, I'm not a big reader, so the only author I really know would be Fitzgerald.
Steinbeck.
John Steinbeck, yep.
That's one of the few book knowledge things I have.
Book knowledge things.
God, that came off.
No, that's proof of your statement. We believe you.
Oh, boy.
All right. What movie features the line, quote, you can't handle the truth?
A Few Good Men.
There you go. Very good.
Well done. Everyone seems to know that one.
What, that one?
Yeah,
it's probably one of the most popular lines in movie history since I've been alive.
And I don't know why. Like, it's a cool line. I never thought it was that great.
Yeah.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Four women over 5'7".
Guess up. Did you order the code red?
Damn right I did.
Either that or something from Arnold. Yeah. Either way.
You can't handle the truth.
Head chef's on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has snacks and s'mores next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.